All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the wild world of enterprise AI. And let me tell you, things are about to get interesting.
Interesting is an understatement, right? I mean, it feels like every day there's a new AI tool promising to revolutionize the way we work.
Exactly. It's exciting, but also a little overwhelming, especially for businesses trying to figure out where to even begin. Which brings us to the focus of today's deep dive, a platform called Rent-A-Hal.
Rent a hell, huh? Now, there's a name that piques my curiosity.
Right, it definitely stands out. So, from what we've gathered, they're positioning themselves as this all-in-one solution for AI. Kind of like, forget juggling a dozen different tools. We've got everything you need right here.
Ambitious. I like it. But you know what they say about those who try to be everything to everyone?
They usually end up being nothing to no one. Yeah, I've heard that one too. But before we jump to conclusions, let's dig a little deeper into what Rent-A-Hal is actually offering.
Sounds like a plan. Lay it on me. What's the elevator pitch?
Okay, so imagine this. You need to transcribe a meeting, analyze customer sentiment from video reviews, maybe even generate some marketing copy with a little AI flair.
Okay, I'm following so far. Sounds like a pretty typical Tuesday.
Right. But here's the thing. Instead of having to use a separate tool for each of those tasks, Rent-A-Hal wants to be your one-stop shop.
Interesting. So we're talking about a unified platform then. But how are they actually pulling that off? What's the secret sauce?
Well, they're throwing around this term multimodal, as in a multimodal AI hub.
Multimodal. Yes, the latest AI buzzword. But what does it actually mean in this context?
Exactly. I was hoping you could clarify that for us. It sounds impressive, but I'll admit I'm a little fuzzy on the specifics.
Sure. So think of it this way. Multimodal basically means combining different modes of input and output. So instead of just text, you're also dealing with images, audio, video, even things like sensor data.
Okay, starting to get the picture. So with Rent-A-Hal, you could theoretically throw all sorts of data at it, text, images, audio, and it would know how to handle it all.
Precisely. The idea is to break down those data silos and create a more holistic view of, well, everything. Customer sentiment, market trends, you name it.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. That kind of integration could be huge for businesses. But let's talk about the tech behind all of this, because I know our listeners are a discerning bunch. They're going to want to know if Rent-A-Hal could actually walk the walk.
Absolutely, because hype can only take you so far. You need the horsepower to back it up.
Right. So our sources mentioned that Rent-A-Hal is putting a big emphasis on speed and security, two things that are obviously crucial for any enterprise-grade platform.
Couldn't agree more, especially in the age of data breaches and, well, general impatience. Nobody wants to wait around for their AI to finish thinking.
Exactly. So, to address the speed issue, Rent-A-Hal is boasting about something called GPU optimization. And as someone who may or may not have spent their teenage years trying to overclock their gaming rig,
You and me both.
this definitely caught my attention. But for the benefit of our listeners who aren't as tech savvy, can you break down what GPU optimization actually means and why it matters?
Of course. So GPUs, or graphics processing units, are essentially these specialized electronic circuits designed to rapidly manipulate and alter memory to accelerate the creation of images in a frame buffer intended for output to a display device.
So they're the things that make our video games look all cool and realistic.
Exactly. But here's the thing. GPUs are not just for gaming anymore. They're also incredibly good at handling the complex computations required for AI tasks. Things like image recognition or natural language processing.
Okay, that makes sense. So by optimizing Rent-A-Hal for GPUs, they're essentially giving their platform a turbo boost when it comes to processing all that AI
You
goodness.
got it. It's all about making sure those algorithms are running as efficiently as possible, even when you're throwing massive amounts of data at them.
So speed is covered, but what about security? Because let's be real, with great AI power comes great responsibility, right? And when you've got sensitive data from multiple departments, maybe even multiple companies floating around, you better have some serious safeguards in place. Absolutely. And that's where Rent-A-Hal's approach to deployment comes in. They're big proponents of on-premises deployment, which means.
Which means instead of your data being stored and processed in some far-off data center, it all stays put on your company's own servers, right?
Exactly. It's like having Fort Knox for your data, but instead of gold bars, you've got algorithms and insights.
Okay, I like the way you think. So we've got speed and security covered, but there's one more crucial piece of the puzzle, and that's user experience. Because let's face it, even if you have the most powerful AI platform in the world, if it's clunky and confusing to use, it's about as useful as a chocolate teapot.
Right. And nobody wants that. So how's RentAI tackling this whole user experience thing? Because they're making some pretty bold claims comparing themselves to, wait for it, Google.
Oh, wow, the Google comparison. Now, those are fighting words I'm almost afraid to ask, but tell me more. What exactly are they comparing themselves to? Search, Gmail.
From what we've heard, it's more about the overall simplicity and intuitiveness of the interface. Think drag and drop functionality, voice commands, all the bells and whistles. The idea is to make AI accessible to everyone, even those who aren't exactly tech wizards.
Okay, I have to admit, that's an ambitious goal. Making enterprise-grade AI as easy to use as, say, ordering a pizza on your phone. I'm intrigued, but I'm also a little skeptical, because as we all know, the devil is often in the details.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to get into those details.
So it's not about reinventing the wheel, more like taking something familiar and using it to unlock a whole new level of AI power.
Okay, I can get behind that. But even with a user-friendly interface, there's still the issue of performance, right? Especially when we're talking about real-time applications with lots of users.
Right, because nobody wants to be stuck staring at a spinning wheel of death while their AI churns away in the background.
Exactly. So how does Rent-A-Hal address that bottleneck? Because that's often the make or break point for these kinds of platforms.
Well, remember that worker pool we mentioned earlier?
Yeah.
That's a key part of their solution.
All right, remind me again how the worker pool fits into all of this.
Right, so think of it like this. You've got all these AI tasks coming in, transcription, analysis, generation, and the worker pool is essentially a dedicated team of, well, digital workers,
Yeah.
ready to tackle those tasks as efficiently as possible.
Ah, okay. So it's like having a bunch of AI specialists on call 24/7 just waiting for instructions.
Exactly. And because it's all happening on your own servers, you're not at the mercy of internet speeds or cloud outages. Everything's running locally, optimized for speed and efficiency.
Gotcha. So the worker pool, combined with that Redis caching we talked about, basically ensures that RentSAAL can handle even the most demanding workloads without breaking a sweat.
That's the idea. And by distributing the workload across multiple GPUs, they're able to achieve those super fast processing times that are so crucial for real-time applications.
Okay, I'm sold on the tech side of things, but I have to ask, who's actually using Rent-A-Hal? Paint me a picture of these real-world use cases. Because right now, it still feels a bit like this abstract concept, you know?
Right, we need to ground this in reality a bit.
Right.
Okay, so imagine you're a customer service manager. You're drowning in call logs, emails, chat, transcripts. It's overwhelming.
Then there.
Right. Now imagine you could use Rent-A-Hal to transcribe and analyze all of that customer interaction data in real time, identify patterns, pinpoint pain points, even proactively address issues before they escalate.
Okay, that's pretty slick. So instead of just reacting to complaints, they're able to get ahead of the curve and actually improve the customer experience.
Exactly, and that's just one example. We could also talk about marketing teams using RentAL to generate variations of ad copy tailored to different demographics and platforms.
Hold on, AI generating marketing copy, is that even a good thing? I mean, we've all seen those hilariously bad AI generated poems and movie scripts.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nobody wants their brand to sound like a robot wrote it. But it's not about replacing human creativity, it's about augmenting it.
Okay, I'm listening.
Imagine being able to analyze which messaging resonates most with different audiences,
Yeah.
and then use AI to generate variations that are fine-tuned for maximum impact. It's like having a team of marketing assistants working around the clock, analyzing data, and brainstorming ideas.
That makes a lot more sense. It's about giving marketers superpowers, not replacing them altogether.
Exactly. And the same goes for other industries. Our sources mention that even law firms are starting to use Rentale for things like contract analysis and legal research.
Really? That seems like a huge leap for an industry that's notoriously slow to adopt new technology.
It is. But when you think about the sheer volume of legal documents that lawyers have to wade through, it starts to make sense.
I can see that. Time is money, especially in the legal world. So they're essentially using AI to automate those tedious tasks and free up more time for strategy and client interaction.
Precisely. And because RentAL can be deployed on premises, they can rest assured that all of that sensitive client data is staying put on their own secure servers.
Right, security is paramount in that world. So we've talked about the tech, the use cases, but there's one more elephant in the room: pricing. Because all this AI power can't come cheap, right?
That's where things get really interesting. They've gone with a surprisingly straightforward pricing model, a flat rate per user per month.
Wait, seriously, no hidden fees, no complicated tiers based on usage. That's almost unheard of in the software world.
I know, right? It's refreshingly transparent. And if you need to scale up, you just add more nodes so it grows with your needs.
Interesting. So it's flexible and scalable, but what about the AI models themselves? Because there are so many different options out there, and they're constantly evolving.
That's another area where Ringfail really shines. They support all the big name AI models, Llama, Claude, Hugging Face, so you're not limited to just one provider or technology.
Okay, now that's impressive, but why is that so important? Is it just about having options, or is there a strategic advantage to supporting multiple AI models?
It's about future-proofing, really, because the AI landscape is constantly evolving, with new models and capabilities emerging all the time, right? It's like you're not just buying a car, you're buying access to a whole fleet of cars, each with its own strengths and capabilities.
Okay, that's a great analogy. So we've covered a lot of ground here, the tech, the use cases, the pricing, even the philosophy behind Rent-A-Hal. But I want to bring it back to the bigger picture for a moment. We've all heard the hype about AI, but is this really the game changer that everyone's making it out to be? Or is it just another tech fad that's going to fizzle out in a few years?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And honestly, I don't think anyone has a crystal ball that can predict the future with 100% certainty.
Fair enough. But based on what we've seen so far, what's your gut feeling? Is Rent-A-Hal onto something big here?
I think they're definitely tapping into something important. And it's bigger than just Rent-A-Hal itself. We're seeing this broader trend of AI becoming more accessible, more affordable, and more user-friendly.
It's that whole democratization of AI thing we keep hearing about.
Exactly. And that's exciting because it means that AI is no longer just this exclusive club for tech giants and research labs. It's becoming a tool that businesses of all sizes can use to innovate, to compete, and to solve real-world problems.
Right. It's about leveling the playing field and giving everyone a chance to participate in this AI revolution.
Exactly. And I think Rent-A-Hal is well positioned to be a major player in this space. They've got the technology, the vision, and frankly, the guts to challenge the status quo and do things differently.
Well said. So, as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of Rent-A-Hal, I want to leave our listeners with this. If you could integrate AI seamlessly into any aspect of your work, what would it be, and what impact do you think it would have? Food for thought. In the meantime, be sure to check out Rent-A-Hal's website to learn more. They've got demos, case studies, the whole nine yards. Hey, while you're at it, swing by our website or social media and let us know what you think. We always love hearing from our listeners. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and we'll see you in the next deep dive.